Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. achieve greatness. Now, I can't believe I just said all of that. You won't even believe how much I just poured in to the past 2 minutes and was on mute. You see, well, I'm going to do it all over again. Welcome, 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 welcome to the show. For those of you who tuned in and got off, well, I wish that you would just tune back in. Go tell all your friends to tune in to the show today. This is a show that is going to launch you to a new dimension. Remember, I said this a while back. I was in a teaching a couple months back, and we were taught we're not doing levels anymore. We're doing dimensions, and we'll do a whole other teaching on why we're doing dimensions. But for now, it's just safe to say, you know, you keep going to levels. Well, you know what? You need to go to a dimension. When you're in another dimension, I'm telling you, it is unlimited. Well, I am excited about the show today. Our topic today, why 9 out of 10 people aren't successful in life. Why 9 out of 10? That is a huge number. Why is it? Why are so many people unsuccessful? Well, there's two things. There's two things I want you to absolutely know. There's two things that I can guarantee. I cannot guarantee a whole lot of stuff. None of us can. We can guarantee that we were born, and we can guarantee that we will die. Some of us will, some of us won't, but most of us will die. But two things I can make a guarantee about. Number one, if you apply what you learn, you will get the results that are due you. If you don't apply it, you will get nothing. It's just that simple. Either you do or you don't. And what is going to cause you to apply what you've learned in seminars, workshops, conferences, in books that you read? Because I know some people are avid readers. But that doesn't mean much because they don't apply what they read. Some people love to tell, oh, I read. Okay, show me where you're applying all that stuff you're reading. That's all I'm asking. Okay, so then some people are just reading then for entertainment. There's nothing wrong with that. I watch movies for entertainment. I do blog talk radio shows for entertainment. I hold conferences, seminars, workshops, webinars. A slate of new webinars we just started offering for entertainment, for fun. But some people read for fun. But where are you applying what you're reading? See, your life is not going to change one iota, not one drop, not one single drop until you apply what you're learning, even your thoughts. You could have great, wonderful, positive thoughts. You could sit all day long and dream. Vision. You can have visions. You can have, you know, you can be a visionary. You could be this. You could be that. But without application, you have nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's why, you know, my thing is this. Make it happen. Make it happen, people. How are you going to do that? Go do it. Just do it. Now, I know that's part of the Nike commercial when everybody, when I say just do it, you think of a swish mark. That's the little thing that looks like a check. But if you want to be that one person out of that 10 that is successful, all right, great, you're tuning into the right show because we got some tools, tips, and strategies for you to be the success that you want to see in your life, not her life, not his life. See, that's the first preempt. You know, we got some preempts, and then we got some afterwards and some things in the middle. Let's set the stage here. A, number one, the first thing you cannot do if you want to be a success is you can't want to be anyone else. See, the moment you want to be someone else, you hinder your own success. And I've seen that happen to a lot of people. I know it happens to people because I feel I'm the, you know, one of the, I'm not much these days, but there was a time when I was just the average Joe. And that's what I thought. Oh, I want to be like this person. Oh, I want to be that. Oh, I wish I had that person's life. Oh, I wish I was that. And if you ever take one of my business courses at Essex County College,
you know, I'll get a little bit deeper into some of the things that I really thought, even as a student. But when you're thinking, it's off balance. And so here you are. If you think that you're somebody else, you want to be someone else, you're already out on a limb, and I can't really help you back in. You've got to get away from that thinking. You have to want to be what God has created you to be, the success he wants you to be. Now, once you do that, now we can work with you. Now we can work at it. Because you've got to have something to work at. But we can absolutely help you. The Coach Lalisa Show, you know, we will help you. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday. We'll give you some tips, strategies, and tools for how to turn your life into the success that you want it to be. Not what I want. It's not about the success I want for you. I want to know, what do you want? You know, that's what we do as coaches. It's not about us. It's about you. What do you want? If you tell me what you want, now what I can help you do is, you know, as you're on the journey, on the road to go get it, I can become a support for you, an encouragement, a cheerleading team, so to speak. But it's got to come from you. What do you want? So what person A wants may not be the same as what person B wants. The success that you want to see may not be the success that your mother had, or your cousin had, or your aunt had, or your niece had, or your best girlfriend had. You have to come to grips with, what is success for me? You've got to do that. So get your paper out. Get your pen out. You probably already got it out. Great. Write that down. The first step you got to do is you got to decide, what do you want for you? That's number one. Because success is different for each and every person. One person, success might be to just have good health, a decent job, and just, you know, sit pretty quietly for the rest of their life. And then someone else, success for them might be traveling around the world, starting new businesses, or whatever. Everyone is different. So you got to determine the success for you. And I hope each and every person, well, now I've given a whole nother introduction, so I hope at least now you can truly, truly hear the show. For a minute there, you know, you couldn't hear anything. So I appreciate those of you who stuck by, probably understanding that there were some technical difficulties. Yeah, it's called the mute button. But welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. If it's your absolute first time tuning into the show, well, we are here today to talk about why we're going into the new year. And we got 2 days left, just 2 days left. When you wake up 2 days from now, you will not only be in a new year, you will be in a new decade. And we're going to celebrate tomorrow. We want to celebrate on the Coach Lalisa Show tomorrow. It's called Happy New Year. We're going to celebrate going into the new year. We're going to celebrate finishing 2010. But we want to finish 2010 strong. Here's how you finish 2010 strong. You finish by having a wonderful plan in place for 2011. You don't finish 2010 trying to get 12 months worth of work done in 2 days. That'll wear you out. Trust me, you won't finish strong. You'll finish pretty tired, if not weak. So that's not how you finish 2010. Okay? What you didn't get done in the past 12 months, guess what? Roll it over, readdress it, retool it, and make it a new goal for 2011. Or decide that that's not something you want to achieve anyway, and accept that it probably never should have been on your to-do list. I don't know about you, but that's happened to me many of times. A lot of times we feel like a failure because we didn't achieve something. In reality, that thing should have never been on our to-do list anyway. And therefore, we put ourselves under, you know, undue pressure. We didn't have to suffer the way we did because we didn't have to choose those things. So good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Thursday morning, and we're right here to talk about why people are not successful. So I want to give you the top 10 reasons people fail at life. These same 10 reasons are reasons that people are not successful. And I call them the top 10 reasons people fail at life. Now, here's what you want to do. When you look at the word success, it's relative. So make it relative for you. You have to write down, what goals do you want to achieve? What successes do you want to have under your belt? I mean, if you are a one-year-old child, you're just happy that you can feed yourself. That's goal right there. If you're in kindergarten, you're satisfied that you could read a book by yourself. So there are successes at every stage in life. You know, if you're a teenager and you got an award or something that you did at school, sports or some kind of academic award, you feel successful. Graduating high school, people feel successful. So there are many stages of being successful. You don't look at anyone else's life and say, I'm not successful. This is what some people do. They set themselves up for such failure from the door. They say, I should have had this and this and this by the time I'm 30. So many people do that. And they say, you know, when they turn 30 and they don't have those things, they say, they feel like a failure. They say, I should have had this, this, and that. But I ask you, but by whose standards should you have had that by age 30? That's what I ask them. Or they may be 40, they may be 50, they may be 60, they may be 70, they may be 80. It doesn't matter what age. And they say, well, I'm not successful. I don't feel a success because I don't have this, 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 or that by that age. Some people they feel they should have a car by a certain age. I should have a house by a certain age. They feel they should have a certain bank account by a certain age, or a certain job or career or level in that job or career by a certain age. But by whose standards are you measuring what you should have? Because let me clue you in on a little secret. And I know this is going to blow the minds of a lot of people who hear this. For some of you, you've heard it before. It's nothing new. You should have everything you got. Nothing more and nothing less. Nothing more. Let me say it again, because some people, you're not receiving that. You should have everything you've got, nothing more, nothing less. It's a mindset thing. You're going to get everything that you want with your thinking. So therefore, you don't have something, it's because you didn't think you should have it. That's why you don't have it. Somehow your thinking played a part along the way. I don't know how. We would have to go offline for me to solve that problem for you. I can't do it here on an hour and a half radio show. It won't work. It's going to take a minute. Trust me. You didn't get that way in a half hour or 2 hours, so it's not going to take 2 or 3 hours to solve that issue. It's going to take some, you know, a process. It takes time. But just know, but I want you to feel good about where you're going, by not trying to hold on to past defeats, things that we got defeated in, things we don't have. You know, people say, oh, I should have this and this and this. Well, if you should have it, you'd have it. I mean, let's face it. I mean, really, no, I'm not trying to be funny. The creator, God himself, trust me. So you think that he made a mistake and didn't give you something that he should have? Because to say, I don't have something that I should have, means that he made a mistake. Because he can give you whatever he wants. He can give you whatever you want. He can give you whatever you go after. So who made the mistake here? No, you're right on course with who you are supposed to be on course with. In other words, your life right now, whatever it is today, is on course with where you're going. Whatever you don't have, You're not supposed to have it, because if you were supposed to have it, trust me, you would have it. Now, you might say, okay, let's say, for instance, you had a nice car. I'm just using this as an example. And I want to, you know, bring this point home. And let's just say you had a nice car, and for some reason you lost that car. Maybe, you know, you were one of the, you gave it away. I don't know. Maybe somebody stole it. Maybe it was in a wreck and you lost it. Somehow you no longer have the car. Well, you weren't supposed to have that car, because whatever you did that led up to the car accident, someone taking it from you, someone tricking it out of you, you see, you did those things. You did those things. And therefore, the result of those things that you did ended you up without the car. So, you know, I hopefully that was a clear enough picture. It probably wasn't, but you can always, most of you have my number. You can always call me later and ask. But I think some of you get the picture. In other words, whatever you have is the or don't have is the result of some previous action. And so therefore, because you acted in that way, that's why you have or don't have what you have. For instance, let's look at my job right now. I have, some of you know, I have a 9-to-5 job in addition to the radio show, the books, the writing, I mean, the speaking engagements and all of that. So I could say I'm not supposed to have that job, right? I could say I'm supposed to have a better job. Oh, that was my favorite. Oh, ooh, I used to love to say that, y'all. That was like my favorite thing to say. Oh, I'm supposed to have a better job. And then it dawned on me, okay, well then, if you're supposed to have a better one, why don't you have it? Well, no one will hire me. Well, if no one will hire you, that means you're not supposed to have it. Get it? We have to face reality. So I had to face that reality. I remember once I said, I'm supposed to be getting paid more. They're not paying me enough. I used to cry and complain about, this is some years back. Actually, I believe I was working. At that time, I was making about $5 an hour. And I used to say that all the time, right? They don't pay me enough. They don't pay me. And my sister-in-law, she just calmly said to me one day, she goes, Lalisa, they're paying you what you're supposed to be getting paid. I mean, if you feel that you're worth more, I mean, prove to them that you're worth more, number one. Don't just sit back and complain that you should get more. First of all, prove to them that you should get more. Okay? What are you showing them? But anyway, that's a whole other show. We're going to talk next week about developing your personal brand. People pay you based on your brand. Okay, you know how that is, right? We go to the store and we purchase name brand things for things that brands that we like, we pay more for, correct or no? Okay, if I go to Red Lobster versus wherever else I might want to eat, or if I want to eat it here, there, that's what we do. So we're going to talk next week about your personal brand, much similar to some business brands, product brands. Well, you're the product. Why should people pay you more? Why should people hire you? That's what we're going to be talking about next week, next Tuesday. I believe it's Tuesday's show, or maybe Monday's show. Monday or Tuesday's show next week, we're going to talk about your personal brand, and I'm so excited because that's what people are hiring you, paying you. When people bring you in to speak, if you're a motivational speaker, they're basically bringing in your brand, whatever. Just like when I go, I buy Campbell's pork and beans. That's a brand. I want Campbell's. I don't want, or sometimes I buy Van Camp's, but I don't want ShopRite brand. I don't want Pathmark brand. I don't want Bush. I want Campbell's or Van Camp's, because those brands speak to me. They say something to me. They add value for Lalisa, and those are the brands I want. Same thing. It's the same thing. Like when it comes to suits, I want a Casper suit. Why? That's the brand that I chose. That's the brand that I want because it does something for me. Somebody else might want Armani. Somebody else might want St. John's Knit. It's what's your brand? What brand? Same thing with a car. You may want the brand General Motors. You may want the luxury car. You may want Mercedes, BMW. Just like we choose brands, well, when you're out there selling yourself to a job, to your boss, to your supervisor, to new business partners, you've got to deal with that brand. So we're going to talk about that next week. I am so excited. I'm telling you, I thought I was excited about coaching and motivational speaking. I thought I was excited about a lot of things, but I think I'm really hit on some core excitement talking about their personal brand because being a, oh, I'm just excited. So let's get back to why 9 out of 10 people fail in life. And I'm going to share with you the top 10 reasons people fail at life. Top 10 things. They ignore the small things. Absolutely. This is number 10. We're going in descending order. And I'm going to give you the number one thing later. So we're going in descending order. So number 10 is they ignore the small things. I'm telling you why. The top 10 reasons people fail. There are other reasons. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of reasons. And people have their different opinions. This is what I've come up with. Top 10 reasons people fail in life. These are things that I've seen happen to myself and to others that I know. And people, this is people from, I've been in the military. This is people from Cincinnati, my hometown. These are individuals from Miami, Florida, from this lifestyle. Everywhere I've been, from the colleges that I've worked in and I've been students at, everywhere, this is what I've come up with. Number one, they ignore the small things. Number 10, rather. Number nine, the top 10 reasons people fail at life. The number ninth reason, they fail to complete what they start. By failing to complete what you start, yes, like I said, this is 2010, we're closing it out. There are things on your plate that you didn't get to do. Realize that some of it should have never been started. So I'm not even including those. The things that I completed and no, I'm not including those. I'm including the big things that I really wanted to finish. That's what I'm talking about when I say fail to complete what you started. Getting halfway through and then giving up. I'm not talking about things that you put on your plate and you never attempted because you never started that. So there's no reason to, you don't have to worry about completing that. You never started it. But I'm talking about actually getting started in some things, like you start to go back to school or you start to, you know, get a business or you start to work on some particular skill that you might need. Failing to complete what you start. The number eight reason in the top 10 reasons people fail at life that are not successful. Here's number eight. Poor attitude. Poor attitude. I mean, most people know by now that attitude determines altitude. I don't care how many times we say it, it has never been said, it can never be said enough. You cannot forget this. You cannot just walk away through life and forget this one. You must keep your attitude high and in check always. It can be the reason that you have a job or you don't have a job. That you have a business or you don't have a business, that you have customers or you don't have customers, that you're doing well or you're not. This determines it. It should be number one. But I have it as number eight because I found some other things, too, that are even more pressing. So it's number eight in our top 10 reasons people fail at life. It's poor attitude. Not wanting to play the game. Not wanting to play by the rules. Not wanting to, these are all poor attitude situations, not being a team player, you know, not being able to communicate well with your supervisor or your manager, not being humble when it's time to say, you know what, I made a mistake here, it's okay, or not going to, you know, I was in a situation where I had to say to a person that I had literally, really just, you know what, I'm out of here, this job, you know, take this job and shove it kind of thing. And I had to go back and say, you know what, I was wrong for that. I apologize. I had a bad attitude. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. You know, I respect you. I respect your position. You know, I just want you to know that. And see, right there, that changed the whole dynamics of the situation. Okay? So a poor attitude, number eight. Number seven in the top 10 reasons people fail at life. This is Coach Lalisa speaking. If you just tuned in, welcome to the show. The show today, why 9 out of 10 people don't succeed in life. I'm giving you the top 10 reasons people fail. Number seven, they lack proper preparation. Not just preparing, not just doing things to be doing things, not just being busy to be busy, but you're actually preparing for your destination. You're motivated, you're headed in the direction of what result you want to see. So many people miss that. Don't just head off in a direction. Head in a direction for which the result you want to see. I'll never forget when Abram was taken out and shown his result. He said, look at those stars up there. You see how you saw those stars? That's how many children you're going to have. He says, you see that? The grains of sand? You see all of that? That's how many kids you're going to have. He's going to now walk, now go, you see. He saw the result ahead of time. And then he was told to go walk. You got to walk in the direction of your result that you want to see. And so many people just won't do that. And, that really bugs me. I don't understand. I just don't understand it. I don't get that. Why would you not get a picture in your mind of where you want to go? We call it a goal. You can call it a goal. You can call it whatever. We're going to talk about goals and resolutions tomorrow, on the show tomorrow. But why wouldn't you? Okay, you got a goal. You got a picture. Why wouldn't you do things every day that feed that goal or that chip away at that goal? Why wouldn't you? I don't understand that. But that's because we get distracted. We let other people pull us away. We get trapped in other things. That's okay because we all got friends and family. Hello, I have my husband. I get pulled away every second from things that I want to do. But I always got to come back. I'm like a rubber band. What's your elasticity? I got to come back to that goal, to that dream, to that idea, to that thing that I'm preparing for. I never get that far away. Sure, I got to be pulled away sometimes and be grandmommy. I got to be pulled away at times and be this, and that. I get pulled away every day for almost 8 hours to go on my job and be whatever they want me to be. But I got to come back to the goal. I got to come back to the thing I'm preparing for, to the result that I want to see. It's the same thing with losing weight. You have the goal in mind, the weight loss that you want to see. And then what do? Everything else is tapped into that. Sure, you may eat a little bit more at certain times and holiday times of year. Of course you're going to eat a little bit more. You're around family and people you haven't seen in a while, foods you haven't had in a while. Sure, you're going to eat them. But you're going to go back to that end result that you've already visualized, you see. So number seven, all of these are special to me, but certainly, number seven. I mean, all the ones that we've named so far, ignoring the small things and failing to complete what you started, having that poor attitude, and then number seven, the lack of, but this is one that is really, really, I'm telling you, close to my heart, is that lack of proper preparation. Because my husband taught me something when we first met, and we used to go play. When I first met my husband in 1998, it was still summertime, so we met like around August. So in New Jersey, I remember that being like the hottest year ever. If you go back and look on the records, I'm sure if you go look it up in the statistics, you will find that the summer of 1988 was one of the, we had temperatures that were record-breaking heat temperatures that summer. But so summer lasted a really long time and all that. So when we met, we were still able to go. He was teaching me how to play, tennis. And so, I thought that was all cute and whatnot. So here we are, I didn't know how to play. I had heard of tennis and I'd seen, a little bit maybe here and there, but I had never played tennis, right? I had held a racket before, but, that was it. So here we are, And I knew what volleying was. I had heard about it, just hitting the ball back and forth. So we're out there, and he's teaching me how to play now. He's just like pro, like could have been a pro player. So here we are out on this court. Now, that's when you know somebody loves you. You meet a guy, if you're a girl, you meet a guy, and he's willing to teach you something hard, like a sport, and you have no coordination like I had. That's when, 'cause that means people are willing to see you at your worst and still love you. Not they don't, you know, you get these guys and all they want to do is take you out and party. They only want to see you dressed up and all that stuff. You know what? Kind of question that, you know. But anyway, so here we are out here getting sweaty and we're playing tennis, right? And I'll never forget, he kept telling me, you know, and I was like, well, and we went like almost every day. And so, and that's another thing too, that sports can kind of keep y'all, you know. Anyway, so that's another show. But so here we are every day. We got to go out now. He's got to show me how to play tennis. And he said to me, I was like, well, I'm practicing. And I kept telling him, remember, practice makes perfect, right? So I'm going to get good at this, honey. I promise you. Let's just keep practicing. And he said, no, practice doesn't make perfect. He said, perfect practice makes perfect. So he's, in other words, he was saying, you got to do it right while you're out here or else you'll never get good at it, Lalisa. And so that's what I'm saying here. You have to have proper preparation. You don't just do something for the sake of doing it. Make sure you're doing it the right way. Number six. I hope y'all writing these down. Number six in the top 10 reasons that people fail at life. This is number six. Why people fail at life. And I hope you're getting something out of the message today. Remember, I want to help and stop the statistics that say that 9 out of 10 people are not successful in life. So I'm going to move on to the others. Number six, and I know I alluded to this earlier. Number six, welcome to those of you who are in the chat room. Welcome to those of you who are on the switchboard. Welcome to those of you who will tune in later. We're trying to get ready. We're winding down. We got just 2 days left to the new year. Just 2 days, y'all. This is it. Not only a new year, it's a whole new decade. We finished with one decade in the century. So in 2000, just 10 years ago, we started a brand new century, new millennium. Listen, you went from 1999 to 2000, and you finished, you've completed something. That's success right there. You should just give yourselves a hand right there. Why don't you just go ahead. Oh, I wish I had my little applause right now. But I don't have it. I don't have that screen up. But you need to give yourselves a hand for having finished or about to finish, and I trust that we're all going to finish, 10 years, one decade. That's one score, y'all, one score, 10 years, gone, done, finished. You did it. Yippee. So you may not feel like you've accomplished much this year, but look at what you've accomplished in the past 10 years. Write it down. Remind yourself. I bet if you're like me, you've forgotten most of the things that you've done. And yes, if you've helped others achieve greatness, you can put that on your list of accomplishments. Absolutely you can. Look at Mother Hale. Mother Hale was the little lady who spent her life helping others. She didn't do nothing for herself. She felt so accomplished, and she got, I mean, we're still talking about the woman, okay? She's already passed away. Everybody still talks about this lady. So just because you didn't do much for you, don't think you didn't do much. If you've helped someone else overcome a tragedy, get through a hard time, face some choice that they needed to face and make the right decision, if you've helped others, you've achieved greatness. Maybe you've been raising your children, raising them to be wonderful adults, great children. That's an accomplishment. That's success. Maybe you kept your health up. Do you know some people checked out of here in 2010? Some people didn't make it, okay? So if you kept your health up, that's success. You got to learn to celebrate the little things. You know, that's why I said in the first one, the top 10 reasons, at number 10 was we forget the small things. The small things. Celebrate the fact that you're still here at number one, because obviously you were doing something right. Successes. You've completed something. Now, the people that are failing, this is what they do. Number six on the list. Number six on the list. And good morning, by the way. Hope is so glad. Glad to see you here today. Glad you can make it. I know you're over there working hard in the wonderful, beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, that I absolutely can't wait to come back to. Some of you know that's my hometown. I can't wait to go back there. Number six. We envy what others have. Oh, can we stop that? Please. I know none of you are doing it, so don't get me wrong. When I say you, I'm not talking about you as in Y-O-U. I'm just talking about you as in people out there, because I'm not doing that. I stopped. I used to. Trust me. Everything on this list is things I used to do. That's how I got the list. That's how anybody gets any list to help anybody with. It's the stuff you did and overcame. But no more envy. Don't need to. See, now I'm going to tell you, I give y'all a lot of secrets. I hope y'all writing some of this stuff down. And actually, I know Elaine is. Thank you, Elaine. You're a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. Elaine actually wrote down some different things that I've been saying over the show that she's listened to. And she actually brought those to me at the retreat. And I'm going to turn it into a book. See, there you go, right there, that quick. My sister said I can do things fast. There you go. I'll have a book with that. Now, envying others, stop it. Stop doing that. If you know anybody that's doing that, tell them to stop. And how can you tell when people envy others? These are people that complain a lot. They're always complaining about what they don't have. Well, the only reason you would complain about what you ain't got is because you envying somebody else that's got it. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't even recognize it. Stop complaining about what you don't have. You don't have it, obviously, you don't need it, okay? If you needed it, you would have it. If you wanted it, you'd go get it. Simple. There's no need to envy anything that anyone has. Go get it. Now, there's some things that you can't go and get without a lot of problems. Like, for instance, I am not white. I cannot go get white. So there's no need to envy that. I could try, and I could end up like some other people that we care not to name. But I don't think that would be a very healthy move to do it, okay? So there's no need to, and certainly don't envy people with things that God just did not intend for you. First of all, he didn't intend for you to envy anyone. But people are lots of, they're so envious. Oh, I wish I had long hair. Oh, I wish I had her way of speaking. Oh, I wish I could do this, that. Oh, I wish I was tall like him or her. Oh, I wish I had this. Stop. See, that's why you can't be successful. Because you're too busy worrying about what other people have. When you could have had it yourself, if that was the case. There's no need for me to envy someone with a business? No. I can go start one. Well, what if you don't know how to start one, Lisa? Well, go learn. Well, what if you don't know where to go learn? Well, get on the internet. You're on there anyway. Call your kids up. They know how to find stuff. Anybody who doesn't know how to find anything, call your children. They know how to find everything, especially anything on a computer or the internet. Just call them up. They know. Bring them over to your house. Fix them dinner. If they're still living at home, then they ain't got no choice but to show you. If you're still feeding them and taking care of them, they got to show you. But if your child has already moved out the house, get them over. Invite them over to dinner and cook their favorite food and just tell them, hey, show me how to do this, and this, and that on the computer. They know. Simple as that. They know. You know how we did back in the day. Whenever I wanted to, before I used to go out, you know, when I was going out, and I wanted to know the latest dance, I just called my nieces and them. Come here, baby. Teach Aunt Lisa the latest dance. It took about 20 minutes, and I got the steps, and boom, I was gone. Brokers, here I come. Club 88, here I go. Hey, you know, That's how we do. The young people know all the latest stuff. That's just how it is. So there's no need to envy anyone. If there's something that you want to do that somebody else is doing, go do it. Then you don't have to sit back and envy them. But God told us not to covet what somebody else has. But now if God has given someone something that he doesn't want you to have, be careful. But there's nothing wrong with having role models. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be like someone else. The problem is when we want to be them. Nothing wrong with it. I don't think it's personally nothing wrong with wanting to be like someone. Jesus told us to be like him. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So there's nothing wrong with wanting to be like someone. But you can't want to be them. That's dangerous. That you're on dangerous ground. You're on dangerous territory. So I had to stay on number six for a while, y'all, because that's serious. Now, here we are at the middle of the row in the top 10 reasons people fail at life. Number five, we're right at the middle. Right at the middle. Here's the thing. Why? Number five. All take and no give. All take and no give. See, I know, I do, I take a lot. Believe me, you, because I got so many people around me that I'm taking from them and this one, that one. But I always try. I don't always make it properly. I don't always maybe make, I sometimes miss the mark. But I try my level best to give more than I'm taking. I want what I'm giving to outweigh. And some people, I know some people are like, you know, sometimes they're probably surprised. They don't say much about it, but they're probably, wow, she gives out a lot. She gives a lot. But you know what? I don't want any accolades. I don't want any awards for it. It's got nothing to do with that. I'm just showing you an example. But it's only because I take a lot. And I need for my giving to exceed what I get from you. I get a lot from the universe. I get a lot from each and every one of you. I get a lot from the people at Kentuck. I get a lot from the people at Essex County College and the other places that I go. I get all the time. So the only way I can balance my life is to give. I got to give, and give some more. I need to wake up every day looking for opportunities to give. And besides, I know he said that what you give will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Got to give. Some people, they don't. They just all take. It's all about what they can take in, what I can get from you, what I'm getting, and never giving. You've got to give it out. And those people who are take, they're going to fail in life. Why? Because they're going to come so overwhelmed, so overburdened with all the stuff that they took, and they're going to choke themselves on fullness. Got to give it out. That's why we're vessels. We're a vessel. Number four, they refuse to learn from others' mistakes. You don't have time in your life to make all the mistakes yourself. It's best to learn from the mistakes of others. How? By reading their biographies, by listening to their stories, by coming on Blog Talk Radio. Now, but there's many, many ways. Just learn from the mistakes of others. Some people say, well, the best teacher is experience. Sure, but do you really want to experience certain things just to say, you know, you've been taught that? I don't know. You may want to learn from somebody else's mistake on some of these things. As a matter of fact, I know you do. Number four, that was number four. Number three, y'all, in the top ten. But remember, we're going in descending order in terms of how big I think these things are. I think number three is humongous. Here it is. Here's the whole skinny of the thing. Why so many people fail in life, besides the fact that they lack ambition and other things. But those top ten right here, number three, they lack wisdom. Okay, that's okay, because most of us do when we get here. We don't have it. And they refuse to find it. So they lack wisdom and refuse to find it. See, that's the difference. My mother said, a wise man will change, but a fool will never change. My mother used to say that all the time. And then she used to always say, a word to the wise is sufficient. And we know that sufficient is the day. You know, sufficient for today is what God has given us for right now. So for right now, he is giving you the top 10 reasons that people fail at life so that you don't end up one of those 9 out of 10 people who are not successful at life. Because you have things to do and things to accomplish. That's why you get up every morning and you're on the show. You are a person who has ambition. You just maybe need some direction. Maybe you need a partner. Maybe you need someone to collaborate with you. Maybe you need someone to support you, to help you. Number 3. Now, some of you are like, what is she talking about? Well, you know, I have to keep it real because I want to really help people. Number 3, they lack wisdom and they refuse to find it. That means they won't read the books, they won't go to the seminars, they won't go to the conferences, they won't go to the workshops, they won't read the book, they won't take a class, they won't read the Bible, they just won't go find it. They just refuse. They don't know, and you can tell they don't know, but they don't want to go find it either. You can tell. That is right there, a recipe for failure. Right there, right there, right there. Number two in the top 10, but this is the top 2 thing. Because remember, we're going in descending order. Number 2, this one is huge. They spend too much time repeating the same old mistakes. You know, that doing the same old thing year after year after year, month after month after month, week after week, and you see it didn't work. It didn't work last week. It didn't work for you last month. It didn't work for you last year. It hasn't worked for you in the past decade. It didn't work for you in the past century. No, it just didn't work. So why keep doing the same old thing? You know, that's like people in bad relationships. Okay, if you know that all of those kind of relationships end up bad, why do you keep getting into relationships with guys who look like that or act like that or talk like that or do like that? Why? When you already seen in the past that those every time that ended up in a bad situation, go with something different this time. Go with something new. Go with something different. But don't repeat the same old mistake over and over and over. That's how it was with even with a job. If you see that every 5 years or every 3 years or every 2 years, you're going to get to a part. Point where you're unhappy on that job, why keep doing that? Why not go start a business doing something you love? Why not? So that you could put your whole heart into it. All right, now, if I was in church right now, and you all could really, you could clap, I probably would say something like, I know I'm preaching better than you're clapping right now, because, you know, I don't hear you. I can't hear you. I can see you in the chat room, but I can't hear you. So many people, these are the reasons why they are not successful, or they feel they're not. And remember, success is relative. Your success, what you get, what she gets, what he gets, is not going to be like the next person. Like, for instance, Mr. Versey Walker. I love Mr. Versey Walker. He's an author. He has a publishing company. He travels all over the country and the world, probably, selling his books. But I don't envy what he has. I don't want to be him. I don't want what he has. I'm not striving to do what he's doing. I want to do what God has for little Lisa to do. And just so happens, and Elaine knows this very well because she and I, we talk about this sometimes, Elaine hacks. And good morning to you. God bless you. And Tina, we talk about these things. And so you got to have the people around you, y'all, that you could talk about the good stuff. Not just, if you got people that's all they want to do is gossip, hang up the phone, click up, click, click, goodbye, bye, don't want to be you. Don't even want to see you. I'm going to see you, don't want to be you. I don't even want to see you. Bye. As I love one of my favorite sayings now, it's a joke where I'll say, like my sister says, girl, bye. You know? Bye. Don't even need to talk to you. And so we talk about this all the time, is that you want to be around, you know, God will, listen, You, first of all, I love when Elaine did this. You've got to watch her. You've got to watch her perform this. It's not a performance, but it's just an awesome, awesome ministry. You got to watch her minister this song. That you are a vessel, you love yourself, and you have a hidden talent within you, hidden talents, actually. So therefore, the same God that blessed that person is the same God that is working with you. But if you're too busy looking at what somebody else is doing, you're going to miss what he has for you. It's not to say we won't be around. I'd love for Mr. Walker to come on this show, and we're going to do things together. He'll be there on March the 12th. I want him around as much as possible when we're doing these positive things. Miss Elaine will be there with her books. Everybody, you know, listen, Dr. Lee Jones is going to be there with his magazine and his books, and Mr. Howard Scott will be there. You know, he's doing that thing at Science Park High School. Please go and register and tell all your friends. You can go to the website, mlkstat.com. I just want to throw that in. Please, please, please go. So, you know, all these people are going to be there. We would love to be around these individuals because they motivate us and inspire us and empower us to go forward and to be more than what we ever thought we could dream. I never thought in my wildest dreams I would be doing the things I'm doing today. Never thought in my wildest dreams, and I had dreams as a child, wild dreams, sometimes nightmares too, never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right today. Never thought I would have the life I'm living today and loving it. I don't hate my life. I love my life. I absolutely love it. I adore it. I'm having a great, wonderful time. But some people spend too much time repeating the same old mistake, hanging around negative people. Listen, where has it ever gotten you? Why are you still hanging around negative people? We're going to stop right here. We're going to stop for a minute. We're going to anchor here for a second. I need you to tell me why you still have negative friends. And you're talking about you want to be a success. I just want to know. I want you to get your list out. I want you to get the paper out, and I want you to list all the negative people in your life, and I want to know why they're still your friend. Now, if it's your mama, you can't do nothing about that. That's who you got. That's what God gave you. All right, good. If it's a sibling, okay, good, no problem. You can't get rid of them. If it's a spouse, you can't get rid of them. So I want to know, but everybody else, except now, if it's your children, you can't get rid of them. But everybody else, and I ain't talking about stepkids, because you know what? Mm-mm, no. You got a negative stepchild? Please. Girl, bye. Boy, bye. But your own kids, you can't get rid of them. Now, here's the thing. Why do you have negative people around you? I need to know that. Well, we grew up in the third grade. And your point? Well, we've been at the same church for 20 years. And what? No. You see, that's why people can't succeed in life. That's right there. You're doing the same thing. You're making the same mistake. Keep your negative people around you. Get rid of them for good. If you meet someone and you have no idea that they're negative because you can't tell right away a lot of times, and now you've already become friendly, you've befriended them, fine. But what happens is once you notice, okay, now you know what, you just slowly don't call them. Trust me, after a while, they won't call you. And even if they call you, just make the conversation as short as possible. And if it's ever me, please say, wait a minute, Lisa, you're being negative right there. Please. Be a negative police with me. I don't care because, trust me, that's the last thing I want to be. I want to be positive. I want to have a positive mindset about everything I do. And I know for some people, you know, some people, not you guys, but there are people I've met. Oh, she's too positive. I'm glad you feel that way. So now I know to stay away from you because you're just showing me that you got some negativity in you. Because if you think I'm too positive, I ain't nowhere near as positive as I'm about to get. So if you think I'm too positive, all you did was make my job easier in identifying who I need to push away. Because I need to be around positive people. I need to be around people like, there's a lady I want you all to meet, especially if you're in the New Jersey area. Her name is Angela Vett. Angela Vette Williams, and we just so happen to have the same last name. Funny. But this lady, trust me, she's like 100 to the third power, more powerful than I am, more positive than I am. I thought I was positive enough. This lady is positive. What? Anything you tell her, like if you just mention, don't mention to her you want a business, she's going to already have a launch date for you and have the whole party set up and have how you going to do it. She's going to have steps for how you can get it done. She's very positive, and she's so funny, and she works at the post office for like 20 years. Because, you know, sometimes when you think of people at the post office, you know, you all know the pictures we get in our minds. But for her to be so positive like that, it's almost funny. So let's move on. That was number two. Stop repeating the same old mistakes over and over. And number one, the absolute number one thing on the list of the top 10 reasons people fail in life. Our topic today, this Thursday, just 2 days left, going into the new year. I had to get this in going into the new year because we don't want you to take any of these to failure, defeating mentality behaviors into another year. I want you to leave it in 2010. Leave it in this decade. It's old. It's history. It's old school, as our young people would say. Number one, number one, number one. And remember, we went in descending order. So for me, this one is the greatest in terms of success. I'm going to talk about other things in your life. We're just talking about being a success. We're just talking about achieving your goals, basically. Setting your goals and achieving them, whether it's own a business, go to school, raise children, get married, have a healthy life, whatever your goal it might be. Write a book, write a play, write a movie, whatever you want to do, whatever success you need to follow these 10 things. The number one thing. Are you ready? I mean, I can't really. I'm going to do like Reverend Terrell right now. I can't give it to you unless you're ready for it. If you're ready for it, I will give it to you. So ready, set, okay, let's go. Number one, the number one thing is that they simply, these are the people who fail at life, the top 10 reasons people fail at life. The number one thing is that they simply flat out refuse plan. That's right. You heard it right here. They simply flat out refuse to plan. The people that you find, see, failing at life, not succeeding, those 9 out of 10 people who aren't successful, they have no plan. Somebody once said that proper planning produces greatness, with just planning, you can achieve just about any goal that you set for yourself if you're willing to plan. People who fail at life simply don't plan. People who fail at life don't apply the plan once they make one. People who fail at life don't believe in the fact that if you plan your work, you can work your plan. If you plan your work, you can work your plan. See, your plan can be that driving force. Having a plan in place will be able to motivate you. We say your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. But you got to have a plan of how you're going to bring that goal. So, see, it's something about working on the plan. You know, a plan is hard work because you got to sit there. You got to endure. You got to press your brain to come up with strategies of how you're going to achieve some goal. Your plan. You got to have a plan. What's your plan? What's your plan for your life? God has a plan for your life, absolutely, but he expects you to work it out. He expects you to work it out. And he also expects you, he's got the overall big plan, but he expects you to come up with some everyday plan. I know some people are waiting for that big plan to drop out the sky. I know, boo, I'm sorry. It ain't going to drop. I'm sorry. Nah, it's not going to drop. He can show you the end result, but you got to come back and sit down at the table and put this plan in action. I waited 50-some years, and it didn't happen. Trust me, there's some things you got to do. You got to make a plan of how you're going to get out of poverty. You got to make a plan for how you're going to achieve your you know, educational goals. You got to make a plan for how you're going to achieve your weight loss goals or whatever goals you have for yourself. You got to come up with a plan of how you're going to achieve that. Success can be yours. You can be successful at the things in life that you want to be successful at if you would do the opposite of those 10 things. So I hope you wrote those down. If you do the opposite of those 10 things, you will have a much greater chance at success. You have every right to achieve. You see, heroes, they overcome, and champions practice to be undefeated. You got to practice to be victorious. You got to do it. Nobody's going to do it for you. Love you, but I cannot jump in your body and get it done for you. You got to do it. Victors, they win prizes when they triumph. These are successes. You have successes. You've already succeeded at things. There are things you have achieved. Like I said, even if it was helping someone else do something, you achieved that. But now it's time to take it to another level. Now it's time to set more goals, new goals, achieve new things, grow yourself. And I can't wait till we get to next week to talk about developing your personal brand, how people react to you and why they react to you. The same reason we react to Nike or Adidas or Timberland. Those are brands. Why do we react to those brands the way we do? You want to be a success in life. So you want to make sure, like I said, do the opposite of those things. Make sure you have a plan. Make sure that you have a great attitude. Make sure that you're not envying anyone. Don't envy anyone. Make sure that you're not neglecting the little small things around you. Make sure you're not repeating the same mistakes year after year after month after day. Make sure that you're finding wisdom everywhere you can. Don't be so judgmental of where the wisdom is coming from. Wisdom is wisdom. The Bible says, seek wisdom like a precious jewel. Go after it like it's more precious. He said, it's not like it is. He said, it's more precious than silver and gold. Go after wisdom. Seek it. Find it. You want to be a success in life? Do the exact opposite of those 10 things. Complete the things that you start, no matter how painful it is. Make it up in your mind that you're not going to quit, that you're not going to give up, that failing and quitting is not an option for me. That's what you say to yourself. It's not an option for me. I mean, you really want to get some gutso and you really want to, you know, dig your feet in and dig down deep with some roots and pity. You tell yourself, I can, I will, and I must. Short sentence. I can, I will, and I must. You can do it. You can achieve anything you put your mind to. Whatever it is, the only thing that's stopping you is fear. Fear, fear, fear. Because it's the same thing that stops me and everybody else. They get stopped. Fear, and the only other thing that's akin to fear and very, very closely aligned with fear that follows fear's footsteps is doubt. Always doubting ourselves. I don't think I can. I don't think I can. I don't think I can. Doubt. Self-doubt. But we can let that go. We can increase our attitude. We can find new ways of doing things. Give yourself rewards along the way if you're achieving a big goal. Like when I speak next month at Berklee College, I'm going to be speaking to youth there, well, young people, the college students, well, probably some older ones too, but because you never know what you get in colleges these days. But don't let nothing get in your way. I don't care what setback occurs. Go around it. Keep going right through it. Go over it. Go around it. Go under it. Do something. if a setback comes, you know what we say, a setback is a setup for a comeback. Setback come my way, I'm like, okay, thank you, because now you've given me my option, my out for a comeback. Now I'm about to come back bigger and better. You got to come back bigger and better. A setback is just a setup for a comeback. Now, I don't know who said that. I didn't coin the phrase, but I hear people say it all the time, so they never quote who said it, so I never know who said it, but somebody said it. It wasn't me. But I love it. But the moment I heard it, from the first day I heard it in 1997, February 1997, I heard it for the first time. A setback is a setup for a comeback. I've been using it ever since. And that's why nothing will set me back, but what it will do, it'll make me go forward. Because if I get set back, I'm looking for the comeback, y'all. I'm like, where's my comeback? The comeback got to be bigger and better because the setback was a set up. It's like, oh, God, you didn't set me up. Wow. If I lose something, I don't care what I lose. I'd be like, oh, God, thank you. You just set me up. Now I'm about to come back bigger, better, and with more. I don't ever look at it as, oh, look what I lost. Oh, look, I don't have a TV show no more. Oh, look what I lost. Oh, I don't have a book contract. Oh, I don't got the business now. Oh, no. A setback is a set up for a comeback. If there's any quote that I love, and there's a whole lot that I love, and there's a lot that I love more than that one, but if there was one that I could pretend that I love more than anything, it would be that, because there are some that scriptures that I love more than anything like that. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. See, there I got some stuff that, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, why aren't you talking to your mountains this morning? Talk to your mountain. Mountain, be thou removed. Go, bye, see you. Bye, mountain, get out of my way. Move. I can speak to mountains today. That mountain of debt, that mountain of shame. You know how much shame I had from the life I was living? That mountain of pain. You know how much pain it is when people hurt you? You know how much pain comes? Listen, some people would rather get a leg cut off than to let somebody hurt them. You know how much pain it is when people reject you, walk away from you, turn their back on you? Do you know how much pain comes from that? You know how much pain comes from somebody do you wrong? I know people that they still mad at people that owe them $20. Unforgiveness can bring about a lot of pain. So speak to that mountain of pain. Speak to that mountain of unforgiveness. Speak to that mountain of whatever it is. And tell it to move. It's got to go. So there are a lot of scriptures that I love a lot more than that one, but that's one that is, I use it every chance. That's in my arsenal of weapons against failure. Or the feeling of failure, or the thought of failing, or the thought of not having my dream or having what I want. I just wake up and say, a setback. If I get setback is a what? It's a set up for a comeback. And you know what? Now, you know everybody, you remember Rocky, you remember the comeback kid. Come on. Listen, you know you're coming back bigger and better. Hello? Is anybody listening? Is anybody out there? You know, it's the difference between being in a room and is anybody out there? Is anybody getting this? A setback is a setup for a comeback. You got to come back bigger and better. There's ain't no such thing as I didn't lose anything. I'm just coming back better, that's all. People think they didn't hurt you in some kind of way. What? I'm about to come back and you don't even know it. You better watch out for the comeback. That's what I'm talking about. The comeback is coming. Hello? You know, like a movie, like coming to a theater near you. Oh, coming to a life near you. I'm coming back bigger and better. So whatever I didn't do in 2010, I'm not going to sit around and, oh, boy, I didn't accomplish it. What? Oh, no. I already got a list of new stuff we're going to do in 2011. What? I can't even cry over 2010 because I got so much great stuff in 2011 coming. And here's the secret of God. Do you know that he will let you do some stuff in 2011 that will resurrect the dead thing that you thought was dead in 2010? Do you understand? He's a resurrecting God. Listen, I know this is not church, and I know some of you are like, wait a minute, where are we? I know you want to say amen, and some of y'all passing the plate already, but listen, that's the truth of the matter. He will resurrect. See, some stuff that you thought was dead, that's why you could go on and leave your dead stuff. Look at Mary and Martha. Listen, he was dead already. Listen, Jesus wasn't even worried. He was like, I'm taking my time to get there to show them it don't matter how long something's been dead to God. God can resurrect anything, anytime he gets ready. So you thought something was dead 10 years ago. Do you know God can come in your life and resurrect that thing tomorrow as if it was fresh and brand new? That's why I don't understand some of these people with these marriages. Oh, the marriage is dead. It's over. What? You better talk to a resurrecting God and get that. What? Put some life back in that. Listen, okay, that's where the other show on love. Now, oh, this probably would have helped that young man yesterday. I hope he's listening. Mister, you might can resurrect that. Anyway, so now let's move on because we don't want to get in trouble here. Number, we went through the top ten. You might want to go back and listen to the archive. Don't forget, don't be distracted with that negative talk and negative people. Think positively about reaching your goals. Get that picture of that office that you want to be in, that corner office, that new business. You know, I, as a matter of fact, go there. Why don't you go there? If there ain't no, you know, you see some of those TV movies, I'm going to just, like, go down in somebody's big fancy office in the gateway, right, and act like I'm going there to meet with them. And then I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to be there like it's mine, though, you know. They think I come to see them for consultation on something. No, I'm there to get a feel for my life, what it's going to look like in the future. But mine's got to look a little bit different because it's got to be a studio. It's got to be, you know, and God will give you a glimpse. He'll show you what it's supposed to look like. You know, it's going to have the TV room, the TV studio right there. Then we're going to have the radio studio right there. And then you're going to have the seminar room right there. You got to get a visual, people. That's what I see for myself. You know, right outside there would be some water or something. I was born in November, so we like water. You got to envision your life every day. You got to keep it in the front, in the forefront of your mind. You can't get bogged down. And most of us are not even bogged down with our own problems. We're bogged down with the problems of others. You might say, well, how is that? I don't talk to a lot of people. Do you watch the news? Well, if you watch the news, trust me, on a regular, 2-3 times a day, you are bogged down with the problems of other people. Because on the news, it's everybody's problems on there. That's what the news is. It's full of problems that people are not willing to solve. I don't mind. I love problems. I did very well in math, and that was the reason, because I love problem solving. So I love problems. I just don't like problem solving problems with people who don't want them solved. So my first question in coaching is, do you want to change? Do you want help? Fine, I can work with you all day. I don't care how hard it is. But if I ask you, do you want it, and you're like, well, you know, see, that means you ain't ready yet. That's how they do you in NA. NA, they know when people are ready. They don't care. You come in there banged up, busted up, messed up. But they don't get bent out of shape about that because they know you're not ready until you're ready. I mean, you know how NA and AA works. And we have a caller on the line. We're going to open up their phone line. Good morning and welcome. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Good morning. You're on the air with Coach Lalise.
Good morning. How are you, Sister Dancy?
Good morning.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
I am blessed. You are talking right this morning. I just had to let you know that. And for those who missed it, they better go in archive and listen. I know quite a few people who could use this information. It is so on time this morning. And going into the new year, it is so on time for people that, you know, that want to get their life together and get it straight, get it right. And
yes,
as you say, with God, all things are possible. There's no reason to be negative and talk about what you can't do, what you want to do. Just go and do it. Get it done.
Yes. Yes. It's like the Nike commercial. Just go and do it. And, you know,
Yes, and happy holidays to you, and happy new year coming up. And we absolutely have the show as well tomorrow. And we so appreciate you, Evangelist Dancy, on here, and with all that you bring to the success and the lives of others. And I just want to take a minute to acknowledge an event that's coming up this, not this Sunday, but a couple Sundays from now, on January the 16th. It is the official tribute to Dr. It's called Tribute to Martin, and it's free and open to the public. It's going to be in the city of Newark, New Jersey. They're going to have a student talent showcase. So you know the place is going to be packed, because when parents their children performing, they will come out. They don't come out to nothing else. Sometimes they won't come to PTA meetings, but you put on a talent show, and that they're going to have everybody in the neighborhood going to be there. So
this
showcase their children,
so that people can see what their kid, what their children is capable of doing.
Isn't that like God? He wants to see what we're capable of.
Yes. That is just like him.
He gave us these talents and gifts, and now he wants to see us use them. That's all.
Amen.
And he sent people like me and you and many others to stir up the gift in people. So that's what we're doing. Just intervening in your life. So here's the thing. They're going to be at the Science Park High School in Newark, New Jersey. They're going to have vendors in the atrium. I'm going to be there speaking. I pray that you can make it. All of you that are listening, tell your friends and family. It's going to start at 9 a.m. and go to 6 p.m. It's on a Sunday. Some of you will be in church and what have you, but please come after church if you can. They're keeping the dream alive. They're going to tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. They're going to have gifts and other talents on stage. They're going to have people in the creative works of arts, entertainers, gospel, rappers. They're going to do book signings. They're going to be, it's going to be a big, gigantic, gigantic, gigantic festival. And it's absolutely free. The organizers are the Student Talent Achievement Tribute Group and Mr. Howard J. Scott Productions and Reflections Productions and The Living Ground Cares. The Living Ground Cares, which is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to cultivate and restore evolving souls in our community. So they want to help people who are evolving into being all that they're supposed to be. They're going to be at the Science Park High School in Newark, New Jersey, the advisory board members and the PTSA to produce this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. I'm going to be there. I can't wait to see, because I've been to other events that these organizers have put on. They have all been amazing, humongous, and there's just going to be so much going on. Please, please, please go to the website, a very simple website, mlkstat.com. It's a very, very, very simple way to remember that. They're going to have items there for you, for your whole family. You're going to be able to support all kinds of businesses. And they're also selling these blocks. So you can buy a block and you can contribute and you can help out, because they're building this tribute wall and it's going to be very, very powerful. You can buy one brick for $12. You can buy an information table. You can put out your information about your nonprofit business for just $25. Can't beat it. You can get five bricks for you and your family for $60. Corporate booths at $200, and a center block right in the center for $125. So it's just awesome. I'm going to be talking more about this tomorrow as well. He has a beautiful journal. I've seen the journal. Absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to have a page in that journal. The pages go from the full page, an eighth of a page goes from 300. And the full pages go up to 1,200. But this is a powerful journal. It's a keepsake. And this is a publisher that has published newspaper for years, Mr. Howard Scott. You've heard him on the show before. If you've been to any of his events, you know they're very, very powerful.
But I just wanted to mention that to make sure I got that in. So if anyone is listening, please, we want to thank Adele and we want to thank you and Tina and Hope and Elaine and all the others that were on the call today. Thank you for being with us for the entire show. I know for some people, you know, you're busy getting ready for the new year, but you want to come, we're going to pump you up with some more stuff. Tomorrow, if you tune in to the show tomorrow, tomorrow we're going to do a talk about goals versus resolutions. Why some people are not keeping their New Year's resolutions year after year after year. So we're going to look at the difference between setting goals and making resolutions to see how we can help people actually achieve the things that they want to achieve for the new year. And then Monday, when we get back Monday in the brand new year, when we're going to talk about developing your personal brand. You got to make sure your brand is right. So thank you, Virginia, for being here with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm listening. I plan to listen to you every morning.
Oh, God bless you.
I may not come on to say anything, but I plan to, and I plan to get other people involved so that they can hear the good things that coming over, like Mr. Versi Walker. He was awesome.
Yes.
I listened to him. He was very good. So there's things that people need, and you're bringing it on. So I appreciate that. I want you to know that. And other people will be coming on. I will refer them to the number. I'll pass the number along so that they can hear the good stuff.
And then we're going to also pass along the number for the call that you do on Wednesday mornings at 6, Prayer and Power.
Amen. Amen.
That we're doing, I should say, Prayer and Power on Wednesday morning. So for those of you who want to tune into that call and get that number, so we'll make sure you come, if you come tomorrow morning, make sure you have to go off the air now, but make sure you have that so we can have you give that out tomorrow, okay?
All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll be there. All right.
All righty. Well, everybody,
have
a blessed one. You all have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. And don't forget, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.